Today we continue with Lesson 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. We continue in the fifth perek with the second and the third Mishnah, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis and Gimel. We continue with the topic of Shavuos HaPikodon. Again and again, I refer you to Vayikra Perek Hei. Look in the Psukim. In Vayikra Perakei, in the case of Shavuos HaPikodon, pay attention to the following psukim. We're talking about psukim Chaf Aleph through Chaf Vav, verses 21 to 26. I come to you, and I demand from you the Pikodon that I left with you. I left you a golden goblet to watch for me. I want it back, and you say, and you swear, I don't have it. Similarly, I come to you and say, give me the golden goblet you stole from me. And you say, I'm sorry, I don't have it. Similarly, I lent you $100 and you say, you don't have it, never lent me. Similarly, I say, you found my golden goblet in the street, please return it to me. And you swear and say, I don't have it. And you're swearing falsely, so you're obligated in a... In the consequences of Shavuos HaPikodon, a korban osham, which we learned about, plus, of course, you must return the object and add to it a chomesh, as we explained yesterday. Mishnah Beis continues, describing the scenario. Shavuos HaPikodon Ketzad. How does the chiyuv of Shavuos HaPikodon happen? O Malo, I, the Toveya, come to you, the Nitba. And I say to you, ten li piktoni sheyesh li biyodecha. Give me the pikodon which I left you just last week. I went away and I entrusted to you my golden goblet. I want it back. Shvuosh, and you respond and say, Shvuosh she'ein loch biyodi. I swear, there's nothing of yours in my hands. I do not have your golden goblet. O she'omalo, or you don't say shavua she'ein loch biyodi, but you say ein loch biyodi, I have nothing of yours. To which I respond and say mashbiach ani, I am insisting that you swear this to me. I impose a shavua upon you. V'yoma, and you the nitba say amen. Yes, that amen is equivalent to a shavua. It turns out that you're lying, and you do have my golden goblet, and you knew that you had my golden goblet. Hare ze chayav. You are chayav in the consequences of having uttered a shvuas hapikodom falsely. Hishbi'alov chamisha pa'omim. Suppose I impose a shvua upon you five times. I say, I want you to swear, and you say amen. I want you to swear, and you say again amen, etc. five times. Vein bifnei beizdin uvein shelo bifnei beizdin, whether it's in the presence of the court or not, v'chofar. And each time you say, no, I do not have your goblet, no, I do not have your goblet, etc. chayav. Al kol achas v'achas. So for each time you swore or responded with amen to a hashbo'a, to a shvua imposed upon you, you are obligated in the consequences, meaning the korban osham. Omer Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, you know why this is? Matam. B'pnei she'yochol lachzor lahodos. After each kefira, after each time that you said falsely, I don't have your goblet, you could have said, could have confessed, say, oops, I'm sorry, I really do have it. At which point you would have to give it back. But you didn't confess. You again denied having it falsely. So each time you kind of blew your opportunity to compensate me. So each time you swore falsely, you caused me a loss of mammon. And therefore, you are obligated in the consequences of Shavuos HaPikodon for each and every time you swore falsely. The Mishnah continues, Hayu chamisha tovi inoso. Suppose there's five people who come over to you. You're the nitba. I am one toveya. My friend Shalom is another toveya. My cousin Yaakov is another toveya. And each of them come to you and say, we entrusted you. I say, you entrusted me with my golden goblet. And he, Shalom, says, I entrusted you with my watch. And Yankel said, I entrusted you with my rare book, etc. And you say, so, and each one of us comes to you and says, Ten lanu pikadon sheyesh lanu biyadcha. Give us back the pikadon, or in this case, the pikdonos, the various objects which we entrusted to you. And you say one comprehensive shvua. You look at all of us, and you say, shvua she'en lochem biyadi. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I swear there's nothing of yours, of any of you, in my hands. Einu chayev alachas. You only made one shvua, because you said, ein lochem biyadi. However, suppose you say to me, Rabbi Weinreb, shvua she'en lochem biyadi. I swear I don't have your golden goblet. And you turn to Sholom and say, v'lo loch, I don't have your watch. And you turn to Yankel and say, v'lo loch, I don't have your rare book. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. You're obligated in the consequences of a shuas hapikodon, namely karban osham, for each and every one of those people whom to whom you swore falsely. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achi yomar shvua b'achrona. You have to say, shvua, I swear, that I don't know you, and I don't know you, and I don't know you, shvua. So if at the end of the whole list you say the word shvua, so that word kind of refers back to each and every shvua, and we consider it as three, in my case, or five, or however many tova'im there were, a shvua sapikadon for each tova'ya. Rabbi Shimon said that even that's not enough. Ad sheyomer shvua l'cholechot. You have to say, I swear to you, Tzvi Yerushwanyev. I swear to you, Sholem. I swear to you, Yankel. Then you're mechuyav l'chol echad ve'echad. Suppose I come to you and I say, Tein li pikodon, I want you to give me a whole list of items. I want you to give me the golden goblet I left with you to watch for me. Usisu mesyot, I want you to give me the $100 that I lent you. I want the $100 back. Gozel, I also want you to give me back the watch you stole from me. Vo'aveda, and also the wallet of mine, which you happen to have found, I want you to return it to me. Sheyesh l'cho b'yodi. So I have one toveya with four claims on four different objects. And you respond and say, Shvua she'ein l'cho b'yodi. I swear I have nothing of yours. You want shvua. Einu chayev elo achas. You swore falsely, you mechuyev in one korban osham. However, suppose you say, Shavua she'ein loch biyadi pikadonus esum esyot v'gozel v'aveda. You swear, I don't have a goblet that you entrusted me, and you never lent me $100, and I never stole a watch from you, and I certainly never found your wallet in the street. Chayev al kalachas v'achas. Then you're obligated four shvuos, one for each different claim that I had against you. Suppose I say to you, all I want from you is what I left with you. Well, I left with you a sack of wheat flour and a bushel of barley flour and a container of kusmim, of spelt. So I'm making one claim, but for three different items. And you come back and say, I have nothing of yours. You've made one shvuah, you only chayev once. However, suppose you say, I swear I don't have wheat. I swear I don't have barley. I swear I don't have spelt. Or even if you say, I swear I have neither wheat nor barley nor spelt. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. You'd be obligated to bring a korban for each and every one of those items, in this case three, because you swore on each species, each min, separately. Rab Meir Omer, Rab Meir comes along and says, Afilu Omer. Suppose he said, not in the plural, chitin usa orin v'chus min, wheat meaning a lot of wheat, a whole bushel, sorin meaning a whole barrel of barley, kusim meaning a whole batch of spelt, but rather you said, Chitos oda v'chusmin. I don't have a grain of wheat, a kernel of barley, or a seed of spelt. All in the singular. Nevertheless, chayev al kalachas v'achas. You're still chayev for each and every one. Because, says Rab Meir, even though the person said in the singular chita, he didn't mean one kernel of wheat and one kernel of barley and one kernel of spelt. He meant the species wheat, the species barley, the species spelt. And he swore for each species, so he is obligated in three korbanos for each shvua. However, the Chachamim say, no, he is not responding to the total claim of a barrel and a bushel and a batch. He is responding and saying, I do not have this little kernel of wheat of yours. I do not have this little seed of spelt of yours, nor this little gargir, this little speck of barley of yours. These items, one kernel of wheat, one speck of barley, one seed of spelt, do not add up to a shava pruta. One of them adds up in and of itself to the value of a pruta. And there is no korban osham upon a claim of something worth less than a shava pruta. So therefore the Chachamim say he really meant one kernel of wheat. One kernel of wheat cannot obligate him in a korban osham because one kernel of wheat is not worth a shava pruta. Whereas Rav Meir says he didn't mean a kernel of wheat, he meant wheat. And for wheat, he is chayev a shvua. And so we have finished lesson number, 20? And with it have completed the second and third Mishnayos of Perek Hamishi, of the fifth Perek. And tomorrow we will go on to lesson number 21.